Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Previously on Operation Firewall, after barely escaping Jimmy's burning shop, the crew, joined by Jorge and his mother, Ramona, piled into a cramped truck and sped through the chaos of Littleville. A supply stop at Ramona's liquor store gave Elias a moment to gear up before they found Daniel bleeding out in an alley. Vincent rallied him, but in the chaos, Emma Jane had lost Rhonda, and her splitting headache worsened. Then came the Archangel, this towering, monstrous, undeniable being. It kind of forced you guys all to flee, Vincent choosing to leave Rhonda behind. And as they escape, Jorge confessed to stealing Daniel's keychain and then gave it back. They left Jorge and Ramona in Newberry Springs and found brief, uneasy shelter in a single motel room. There, Emma Jane got a call. Full Bloom Protocol, this neural imprinting on children. Quinn Anders, a key contact, would be at the Vanadium substation in Pacifica. Meanwhile, Vincent got a call from his older brother, Luther, who whispered that he was being watched, or at least felt like he was being watched. 3 long days later, tension still thick in the air, the crew arrived quietly at the substation, just in time to see Quinn pulling into the lot, alone. And now, the end begins.
That the car? Emma Jane, you said that's the guy we're looking for, is that right?
That's... Yeah. She, like, rubs her eyes a little, leans over. That's Quinn, yeah.
Need you to focus.
That's Quinn, yeah.
So if we get rid of him, they won't be able to add the code for these new neurocasters, is that right?
Bolo was pretty clear. If he meets up with Ren, it's over. There's no going back. If taking him out's what you want to do, Collins.
There's been a lot of no going back this whole trip, so why change now? Unless he has something we can just destroy or take from him. But I doubt he's going to be willing to give it up.
He's kind of a whiz kid. These tech guys. I mean, this is Bolo's area more than mine, but I haven't seen Bolo scared of anyone. And Bolo was scared. I don't think this guy is someone we can let walk.
All right.
But he's just a kid, though, right? We're not gonna hurt him, right?
Vince... Elias scoffs at that comment. Oh, you found your moral code again?
Hey, I'm just being the devil's advocate. I didn't know we were going around just killing people.
You're right. Daniel, it seems like we can try to reason with him, and if he don't want to reason with us, we can smash his stuff, and if he resists, we smash him.
Sounds like a plan.
Listen, guys. If he raises any form of alarm to Quinn, it's over. It's not. We have multiple tries at this.
Well, forgive me for making assumptions, but I'm pretty sure you're a people person, aren't you, Miss Emma? As Elias scratches his face, that's where some of his beard is coming back in, but there's a distinct two scars across his face from her nails. Why don't you try softening him up with those dulcet tones of conversation? You know, meet him with honey before we smack him with vinegar.
She, like, stares him down for a couple seconds.
He stares right back.
You know, I might have maybe been up for it if I had something to, you know, take the edge off or something, but... And she kind of, like,
we
shrugs.
We got water.
She sort of shrugs and, like, reaches out an arm to, like, take the water. Takes a swig. I don't think you're taking what I'm saying very seriously. This guy, yeah, he looks like a kid. I'm just saying. If Ren finds out that this meeting is compromised in any way, these kids are fucked. And...
Well, then you better not fuck up talking to him.
All right, fine, fuck it, on your head be it. And she starts, like, sort of, like, shuffling over people to, like, sort of move out to get out of the car.
I have a quick question. Mm. When's the last time Emma Jane had Nurine?
Days. Days.
Your wits is down to two, mm-hmm. and so is your agility.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Your empathy goes down to three.
I think she knows as well. She's not on her game. Before she goes to open the car door, she'll look back at... Because we're all sort of squished in, aren't we? Because it's quite a tight fit.
Right.
Exactly, yep.
Why don't one of us go with her? Two of us stay here. That way we can cover if he tries to run.
Cover or keep an eye.
Yeah.
So you're outside of the Happy Cool Vanadium substation. There are a couple of security guards who are patrolling the perimeter. They look pretty lazy. It's a Sunday. It's a little bit foggy. The ground is wet from like an early mist and early rain. Aside from their measured steps, this Sunday morning is pretty still. It's pretty quiet. And you see that Quinn had parked next to one of the Happy Cool vans. But other than that, it's pretty quiet here. So you guys do see the two security guards like patrolling. Right now, they're kind of walking away from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And... you could see that they kind of make a whole perimeter, which takes about 15 minutes each time, just good to go entirely around the substation.
Okay. I think, is there anybody in the van that he's parked next to that we can see from here?
No.
Okay. I think, like, we'd watch, Emma Jane anyway, would watch these security guards sort of, like, do that route maybe once, and then as they go past the mm-hmm. second time, she'll... get out the car then to make sure she has like okay. the max amount of time.
You want me to go with her, Daniel, or you want me to leave me in here in the car?
Well, I don't want anybody else to have to get their hands dirty unless absolutely necessary. So unless you said you had something you were tinkering with that you were working on.
Oh, I got something I've been working on, but I would rather not have to use that unless everything's fucked, as she said.
Then I'll go.
This might need a gentler hand at this stage.
I'll be your backup then, Emma Jane. And I'll turn and put a hand on Vincent's shoulder and say, this is getting rid of this kid. It's the last resort. We're going to try talking first.
All right. Yeah. Just keep. Yeah. And he'll kind of have a far off look as he's kind of tightening his grip on the wheel a bit. Just at least stay safe, Daniel. These guards won't mess around like the people in Littleville.
If we need to make some noise, perhaps you guys be ready to roll.
Yeah, this old girl can get going in a hurry. And we can make a distraction if need be.
We also got to find a way. Well, we got to find a way inside too.
All right, we got some stages here. Let's handle the immediate priority, which is this little tech boy. And Vince and I'll stay waiting in the car, and I'll make sure he doesn't abandon us.
You see this young kid in about early 20s. He's pale, he's lanky, and he has these like scuffed sneakers on, but he's trying to like, it looked like he tried to dress up. But his clothes are kind of wrinkly, and he has a messenger bag like slung over one shoulder. And as he shuts the door to a small car, he seems to try to like fix his clothes. And then kind of like he takes a deep breath, and then he begins to start walking towards the building, unless you guys can stop him in time.
Yeah. With a, this is so fucked. She'll open the door and like begin sort of like walking to like intercept him as he goes.
Daniel behind you?
Yes. Daniel will be approaching behind Emma Jane.
Okay. What do you say?
Big day for you, Quinn. Huh?
Oh. who are you? He's looking around. His head's like darting left and right. Hi. I don't know who you
are.
Yeah,
no.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I help you?
He
kind of looks back at Daniel, too. Hello? Is she okay? Do you...
Young man.
Yeah, I'm confused. What's going on?
We wanted to speak to you briefly. Daniel's kind of like looking over at Emma Jane, like gives you a little bit of a nudge.
Okay. He like looks at his like little watch, like he has a yellow plastic watch. Okay.
She like,
who are you guys?
She like,
what's going
squeezes
on?
Squeezes one hand in the other to sort of like try and like recenter herself. You have a leak. I'm warning
what?
You. I'm here to warn you. I'm here to warn you.
Out of my car? It looks back at his...
No. Oh, fuck. Ren. You're here to meet Ren, right?
I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just here for a routine check. Yeah, I'm
yeah,
just
cut the shit.
Here. And you see him start to step back, like one foot goes back.
Is he, like, against a car or anything? I kind of want her to, like, put an arm up against something to seem a bit more, you know?
He's, like, he's in front of his car because he's walking around it to start, but he's not, like, leaning up against it, but he's in the front.
I'll kind of circle around to kind of, like, do 2 points of, like, kind of blocking him in as best we can.
Yeah, and he looks over at... Okay, what's going on?
She sort of sways slightly on her feet. I took a interesting meeting a couple of weeks ago with an associate of yours.
Okay. I have a lot of associates, so... What's going on? Seriously, I have to go. I have 10 minutes, so...
What happens if you're late? Would anybody notice if you were gone, if you didn't turn up?
And as you say, notice if you're gone, he looks confused. What the hell is going on? And he's looking back and forth between you and Daniel.
I took a meeting with the guy you're about to walk in there with. Really loose-lipped, actually. She, like, takes a deep breath, puts her hand on the car to steady herself, but she sort of, like, tries to make it look as if she's, you know, making more space for herself.
Some swagger.
Yeah. Like I said... Really, really loose-lipped. I heard you're kind of a prodigy.
I mean, I'm smart, sure. What's going on? What do you want? You just came up to me out of nowhere, and I have a meeting. And
I thought someone.
And he's looking around like this place is out of this is kind of out of the way. It kind of looks over to where like the car.
Yeah, it's kind of out of the way, so it would make you wonder how I'd know that you'd be here, right?
I don't know what you... I'm here for a routine check. This is a Vanadium substation. They need tech guys to fix batteries inside. That's why I'm here. I don't have to explain myself to you. I don't know who you are.
I mean, you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't. I'm gonna go. I'll scream.
Will you? And she would, like, take a step forward.
He, like, backs up. Because you're, like... I feel like you're a little
yeah,
jittery.
Yeah, she's totally, like...
thin line
yeah,
of
she's
sweat.
She's totally, like...
The come down is not...
No.
Doesn't look good. He looks back and probably bumps into the front of Daniel. He's like, oh, okay. Just tell me what you want so I can leave this weird situation. What do you want?
Like I said, your meeting, Ren.
I am here for batteries.
You said you were smart.
Emma Jane, you...
Would you like to roll to get him to open up?
I would.
That will be empathy.
Hell yeah. You got this.
Okay, no successes, but I'm going to push them because this... There's a lot of reliance here. Oh. And no successes again. I feel like she's swaying too much, so she, like, leans herself against the car and, like, she just looks smaller. Like, you can tell that, like, the car's supporting her more than she's leaning on it.
Yeah, and he's like, no, I'm here to do my regular job. People work jobs and at these places. It's fine. So I'm going to go, or I will call the police, I guess. I don't know. You guys are, you're, and he looks back at Daniel. I don't know what you want, and I'm going to go. I'm going to go. Please don't touch me.
Fuck me, Quinn. We know you have the code. Just fucking give it over. And she will, like hands, like, sort of, like, shaking. Yeah. Like, she'll sort of, like, not move to grab him, but, like, move forward. But she's clumsy and slow.
Yeah, he kind of easily sideswipes you, and he's now more in front of the car. He starts to back up as he's getting closer to the front metal door to get inside.
Daniel is, as Emma Jane, like, moves up on him, hopefully the guy paying attention to her, Daniel draws the gun from his waistband, points the gun at the back of the kid's head, and says, "We don't have fucking time for this," and pulls the trigger.
Let's go!
Oh my god! Oh, baby!
Let's fucking go!
Oh my god!
Please don't make him roll to hit that. Please just let that be a fucking, like, cap cap in the back of the head. That's so fucking sick!
You just broke my ear.
Oh my god!
You just broke it.
GM overloaded.
Wow, no, you still got to roll strength together.
Yeah.
Strength and just what you're going to do is... That's crazy.
Hell, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, me. Ha, ha, ha. I chose the right person to give the gun.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I love it.
Okay. Okay. What did you... I mean, obviously, just so to say...
I got to roll 5d6s. That was one success for 2 damage with the gun.
He's a regular guy. That's all he has.
Yes! Oh,
my
god. Oh, my god. It's just a lanky pal, dude.
I'm trying to figure out what to say.
That was cold as fuck.
Emma Jane, his blood and his brains
right in front.
Get sprayed all over you. Just immediately all over your face, your clothes, as his head just explodes in front of you and he falls face flat on the ground.
Grab the bag.
Call his what?
Grab the fucking bag.
Oh, holy shit. Holy shit. She's like bends down to like pick up the bag, but like she's still shaking as she like picks it up. Holy fuck, Collins. Holy fuck, Collins. Holy fuck, Collins. She's like picking up the bag.
Daniel, hands shaking, puts the gun in his waist, tries to like grab the ankles of the kid and slide him underneath the van, and then moves back towards the car. Our car.
Emma Jane will watch in like a stunned silence, and then
as he walks back,
as he's like dragging him and stuff, and then I imagine, and then like as he begins walking, she'll sort of like stunned still, sort of drag the bag after her. Quickly, like...
Elias is gesturing for you to get to the car, like he's been watching the whole time from the passenger's window.
Yeah, Vincent started it up, so it is kind of beginning to churn a bit, the truck.
Like, slams the car door shut, like, throws the bag, like, across to whoever's still sat in the back.
Elias will take it.
Open it and have a look. Ha, Collins.
Yeah.
Daniel, just covered in blood, pulls the door open, gets in, says, "We gotta move. Somebody's gonna have heard that. We need to find an entrance. Get the fuck in this place."
All right. Guess cop talking fell apart. He'll be Vincent will reach down, shift gears, kind of reaches through people. But he gets the truck started and begins kind of doing a wide circle of the facility so people can get a view.
Elias is going to take his denim jacket from his bag, like kind of awkwardly grab it, hands it over to Daniel. Cover yourself up, man.
Thanks.
Don't worry, it's big enough. Just button it up.
Puts it on.
Have
over,
some water.
It up.
You got a little, you too, Miss Emma. Just, he hands her a rag.
Huh?
You got a... you got blood on you.
She, like, absentmindedly.
You look like you walked out of a horror movie.
She, like, absentmindedly sort of, like, touches.
God damn it. Let me do it. And he soaks in some water. He's like, "Hold still. I'm just going to wipe your face. Don't worry. Not doing nothing else. You see my other hand?" And, like, in the car, just awkwardly doing this, wipe the blood off of her face. There
you go. As much as I appreciate cleanliness, we're on a timetable, people. Do you see a way in? And Vince would kind of be cranking the wheel as we're kind of heading around the outside.
I guess we can be...
So you're driving around. You see that the main front door that Quinn was about to walk into. So you see that entrance. And then as you continue to go around, you see like a wide metal, like rollable door, looks like. Big enough for like large trucks bringing in and out like equipment and large items. And, you know, it
like a delivery
kind of looks like
drop-off.
It might be the... Yeah, it looks like the delivery drop-off area.
Is that door, like, closed currently? Or is it...
Yeah, it's closed.
Is it able to be opened from the outside? So, like, if two of us, like, made a dash to, like, open it, so...
Okay. Does have a keypad.
All
if right. Anyone would like to try to hack it with their Neurocaster, that is a possibility.
Oh. Looking through Quinn's bag, is there anything of note in there that could be used to maybe have a key card to get in or anything like that?
Smart.
He does have a key card in there. He also has 5 Nurring canisters inside as well.
Woo! Elias does not and show that his... to anyone.
Woohoo!
And he has his badge. His badge, his like work badge is in there as well.
Elias just addresses everyone, tells him about the key card and the badge. He says nothing about the canisters, just some fucking water bottles. But yeah, looks like we got we could go through the front door, but there is a corpse over there.
Vincent will kind of look over at Daniel. What's your call? We got the garage door and we got the front door.
Can we tell if it's a keypad for the garage door and the key card probably wouldn't work there? Is that correct, or it would?
Yeah, the key card was for the front door Quinn was about to walk in.
I can hack it, and she'll sort of take the rag. And keep washing her face off the blood. With my Neurocaster, I can hack that door. And Vincent can just he can drive right in. We'll have the car. We won't have to get out. Well, we will, but we'll have the car there still. I can hack it. Maybe I can try. Or we can.
Can you hack it, Emma?
I can try.
Can you hack it right now? Can you hack and deal with what we're going through right now?
I'm trying my best, Collins.
She got this. She's got this. Here, I'll go with her. You stay in the car this time, Daniel. You did your part.
All right, I'll drop you two off as close as I can. Vincent will pull over towards that garage door side.
Mm-hmm. Be quick.
I got it. She'll like rummage, sort of like quickly grab her Neurocaster, and then I guess where the keypad is, sort of.
Yes, you can connect it there. So you will be rolling wits
Please, got this.
You got this.
Okay. Rolled 4, 1 success. I'm going to push the other 3. Please.
Okay.
Wait, no. Oh my God, only 1 success.
Oh, no.
And you hear like that denial sound.
She'll pull off the caster. I'm assuming like Elias has taken his off too.
Yeah.
I need a bit more time. Just like,
if you want to try it again, it's going to take a stretch of time. So you need about like 10 to 15 more minutes to try again.
Can I take like, if I like make it go faster, can I take like a health hit or something instead?
If you want to try again, 3 successes without doing the stretch of time.
What you need.
You've done it before.
Yeah, but I have a lot more dice than 4. Wait, we need to get in that door. Okay.
Is there anything that I can do externally to the keypad to make it easier for her?
No.
Okay.
It's just that helping action.
All right.
Yeah.
How much time you need? I can go let him know.
10, 15 minutes. It's too long, right?
The guards. Maybe we'll let them do a lap and see. Because he should be able to get back maybe in a few minutes. And I'll cover you. I'll go run and tell him. You just get yourself started. You got this, all right?
Thank you. She'll, like, put the neurocaster back on.
Elias smiles and runs back to the truck. She needs a bit of time. It's a little more complicated. She's about halfway through, needs about 10, 15. At least maybe a lap or two around the facility.
We don't have time.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you want to go through the front door, I'll give you the key card, and I'll stay back here with her. That's 2 opportunities, but we're just split up.
Daniel shouldn't go alone. I mean, I can give you both the keys, and once you get that garage door open, this girl's easy
enough
to shift
up. What, you scared to leave the car?
I'm not scared to leave the car. I'm scared to leave Daniel. Man was just shot in the neck. And you want him to go alone?
He's shown himself to be far more capable with a bullet hole in his neck than you have this entire time.
I distinctly remember somebody got us out of Littleville. A thank you could have been.
Oh, yes, anybody could drive a fucking car. This ain't the fucking time for you or high ground. This is the job, Daniel. We either do it this way and go in together, or we split up with a tandem.
What about the toy ears? Can you blow the goddamn door open or something?
I could do that, but then all the guards are on us.
Shit.
I'll tell you what. Do a lap. If she hasn't figured it out by then, I'll scoop her up myself, and we'll hustle to the front door, all right?
Fine.
We can go kick in guns blazing, however you want to fucking do it. Just give her one more chance, all right?
Make it fast.
You got it. And he's going to hustle back and let Emma Jane give the 2 thumbs up.
Oh.
And he'll sort of, like, keep an eye out for the guards and sort of, like, you know, keep Emma covered, just keeping one hand, like, near his back, the back of his belt, where he's got that other gun tucked in.
So she does need another 10 to 15 minutes. That is the amount of time it kind of takes for them to make their laps. So you do see them coming back this way.
Oh, my God. So it's either pass and get in or fail and get caught.
Elias puts his hand on her back and says, you got this.
Okay, 0 successes but 1 failure. So I'm going to push 3 of them.
Fuck.
Oh, no. No successes and I lose a hope. And that's my last hope.
So, that happened while you were in the neuroscape.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to tell you what happens.
Shit.
You gained 2 bliss.
Fuck.
Because you had failed twice inside of the neuroscape. Your bliss is currently higher than your hope.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to roll so that you're not stuck inside their neuroscape. In the state, you're unable to voluntarily leave. So you see that arms drop and she just becomes completely inactive. She completely stops working.
Shit.
If someone forcibly removes the neurocaster, she suffers mental trauma.
Do I need to... Can I carry her to the truck and then remove the neurocaster, or is it locked into this device?
Oh, I'm plugged in! Oh my God!
that's forcibly removing it. So yes, that would immediately cause mental trauma. I don't know if Your character would know that?
I would say Elias sees that it's not working and she's just gone limp and sees the car coming. And Elias is going to do like a...
And
yeah,
security guards are coming as well.
Perfect. All right. So Elias is going to just put... He's going to signal the two of them with like a big X sign to kind of give a signal that it's this side is fucked. And yeah, he's going to throw Emma Jane over his shoulder and hustle.
So even when lost in the electric state, in the neuroscape, you can continue to help the group and perform tasks inside.
Oh!
Each failed roll, you continue to gain
bliss.
That's fun.
If we're already in here, guys, don't worry. I've got you. Can I try and hack this door still, but wireless?
It's all right. We'll turn her into a backpack. We got this.
In the machine.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least Vincent would see that X from Elias and see him kind of fireman carrying Emma Jane to the front door. All right, Daniel, get that key card. I think we're doing the front door. And he'll kind of spin the wheel, kind of skirting the truck, kind of sways a bit in the back as kind of peel down towards the front door.
Elias can climb into the back and kind of like roll out one of the bed rolls and lay Emma Jane down and just kind of like cover her and like cover himself as they swing around just because it's faster.
All right, hold on back there. And then Vincent will punch it, kind of making the car lurch a bit.
Elias will be shaking Emma Jane, be like, Emma, you it? You there? Wake up. Come on. We gotta hustle. Is there a response from her? Or can she respond? Shit.
Vincent will glance up in the rearview mirror. What the hell happened back there?
She was trying to get into to hack the lock. It must have been too complicated. Now she's just kind of gone limp and won't come out of it. And he looks at Daniel, like, with a horrified face, being like, we might have to get this off her.
Do it.
I know you said we don't got time, but we gotta get...
Take it off her.
Aye, aye. Elias will forcibly remove the neurocaster.
I'm gonna roll on the table. There is a possibility that nothing happens. That is one of the options.
Hey, yeah, that can happen.
You roll
yeah.
well. Roll well for me, Maya. So, My fate is in your hands. Oh, God.
No way.
I rolled one D66, and it landed on the nothing happens.
Oh, my God.
That's a sign, guys. We got this. Let's go.
Holy crap.
Oh, my gosh, the odds.
So
yeah.
You guys take it out of here. You come back out of it. You were kind of like in a haze, but you kind of, they rip it off of your head and you're back.
Immediately sort of like starts like pushing you like the neurocaster off. I feel like she'd maybe be sick, you know, like from like sort of like overload and then immediately going away. So she sort of like throws up in the back, exhausted, falls against Elias and then like curls up against him.
Elias, seeing sickness before, like pulls her hair back so it doesn't get in her hair and kind of holds her and kind of looks at Daniel. She's all right. She's all right. Just give her a minute. I'll give her some water.
So you guys pull up to the front and it's kind of like you have this one last option. And you guys like drove past. The security is like right on you guys as Emma Jane was like stuck. So they walk past you. They are back on their route.
Good. We don't need a liability. Let's get in here. Get this over with quick.
All right.
One of you guys who's got the key card? Wait, I got the key card, I think.
Yeah, I gave it to you.
That's right.
Now listen, you got to at least put on your Mr. Official face if we want to get at least close to where we got to go. All right? We can power walk.
Daniel's hands and body are shaking as you say that. He closes his eyes and takes like a deep breath. Looks over at you.
Count to three.
One, two, three.
All right. First time you killed someone? Directly?
Yeah. First time. Daniel looks over to Vincent and says...
Vincent kind of gives a side eye and adjusts his glasses.
You know I didn't want to do that, right?
Yeah, you just talked things through, right? Things got out of hand. You didn't have a choice, didn't you?
Hey, no one here's fucking perfect, all right? We're here to do a job and maybe... do the right thing in there somewhere.
Yeah, just gotta finish the job, huh? All right, well, I'm gonna go help Emma Jane into the help her get into the building. If you want to help me, Elias,
I got her myself. Don't you worry.
All right.
So last one, Vincent, I promise. Last job.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself, 3 floors up, gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amaretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
Elias, I believe you are helping Emma Jane out the back of the car?
Yes, and he will also be grabbing his duffel bag with tools as well as his jury-rigged bomb.
Okay. Daniel?
Daniel walks up to the front door with the key card, scans the key card.
Key card scans, and then you hear the click, and like there's like a little green light, and the door is unlocked.
Vincent will hold the door open for everybody just to let Lass and Emma Jane in, as well as to let Daniel take charge.
All right, here we go. I assume there's sort of like a map or a directory so we know where to go, what path to take.
Yeah, so everybody, I just want to make sure everybody's inside. Okay, so everybody is inside.
Yep.
Door shut. Locked behind you. And you guys are inside. It is quiet. It's the day off. Nobody is working today except for the couple of security. Because who would be stupid enough to try to break in?
On a Sunday.
Yeah.
Beyond the locked security doors, you see a wide, sterile hallway stretches forward. Fluorescent lights buzz overhead. Most in the building is dark. It's asleep because it's the day off. So none of the machines are up and running. And there is like a little... small, kind of like a poster size directory. It's like white and black. It's a black dot that says you are here, and it shows the outline of the substation. And you see security room, you see server room, break room, substation, main server, and there's just a whole bunch of different rooms that you guys see. Other like working room offices, stuff like that.
All right,
turn. Daniel will turn to Emma Jane real quick and say, did you get information about where they were meeting? That kid and...
That it was today? And she she puts like her hands on her head and like proper tries to think.
Let's move towards the office. These fuckers at least gotta have an office.
Yeah, you head toward the offices. Offices are empty as you make your way down there. Takes a couple of minutes to walk. But you open the door, it's dark, you flip on the lights, empty.
Doesn't look like anyone's in here. What's the next place to go?
Let's fucking do a fucking lap. So the substation, maybe where the deliveries are, maybe in the back of the building.
Back of the building,
basement,
we can do that.
All right. Well, we'd probably go to the server room then. That's where all the tech's going to be, between the server room. And probably wouldn't hurt to smash security, so if we want to have lives after this, might want to do something about that.
Well, let's at least make sure that it's in the server room before we start splitting up.
Yeah.
This office is empty,
yeah, let's do
so.
That.
Yeah.
Lead the way, Coach, as he nudges Daniel.
Server room it is. Daniel will start heading in that direction if there's the directory points us in that way.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little maze-like, but you guys have finally turn left, go down another hallway, take a right, and then you see just like a little nameplate next to the next to double doors. It says core server room, and you see these large metal double doors stand in front of you.
Is there any spot for a keypad like the or a key card like the one on the front door?
No, you don't see any. Just two door handles.
So locked?
Are you gonna try it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Door, you try it. Door clicks open.
There we go. One of you,
all right.
You're not going to fix it?
I don't know much about tech, but sure we'll be able to find something that Emma Jane recognizes. Yeah, I'll get the door for you guys.
Miss Emma, can you stand on your 2 feet? I can help scan the room with you.
Yeah. And she'll...
All right. Right as rain.
Gingerly.
Yeah, so you guys step inside racks of server towers around you. These machines still alive. You see the lights blinking, cooling fans humming. In the center, you see this like circular command station kind of pulses with the soft green light. And this seems to be it.
All right.
If there's like one main person who's looking, you can roll wits.
I can do that.
Whoever's helping can add 1d6.
Would it be possible for, I know, Vince and Daniel might not know much about servers, but could we help as well to up that
yeah,
assistance?
Yeah, everybody's, yeah, yeah. So everybody's just helping to look to like, okay, so where is it? Is there like a chip that I need? Do I need to grab something and destroy it? So who's going to make the roll?
I have a 6 in wit I can do. And then if people are helping, that makes it 7. So if no one objects.
Okay.
Elias, it is.
If all three are helping, you have a +3.
Ooh. Woo! +9. Ooh. All right. Let's do that.
All successes.
Calling it now.
+3.
96, I would leave.
if it was all successes, we find it. And, ooh.
Okay.
That is 2 successes.
It's pretty good.
So everybody is looking around, Elias. You are looking, and you see that in like the center of this command center, there is a large data chip, like the size of your hand, that has been pushed in into like its own little, it's the 90s, so it's like it's its own little insert.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the command center. Doesn't say full bloom protocol, but it's standing out.
Sherlock fucking Holmes. It's right here.
The lights cut. You hear a scurrying of dozens of feet. You hear doors open. The lights snap back on. You see at least 20 to 30 sentry agents armed standing inside the room. One of them steps forward and yells at all of you. Hands up! Now! All of you. What do you do?
That's the only way in and out of this room?
Yes.
Vincent will slowly raise up his hands.
Daniel slowly raises his hands.
Emma Jane casts a glance and sees Daniel put his hands up, so she follows suit.
Daniel does kind of like make a look in Elias's direction.
Oh, this could go so many ways. Elias puts one hand up and slowly puts like slides his bag down. This is a big misunderstanding. I put them up to this.
You see the guys, you hear like one set of footsteps are walking down the hallway. see like an older, kind of gruffer gentleman. He walks in, he has a suit on, sentry badge, and they kind of part ways to let him walk through. He's holding a sentry jacket in his hand, a badge, and a gun, all kind of folded on top of each other.
The fuck?
Steps forward. We appreciate your help, agent.
He steps forward. Is he addressing someone directly?
Who is he looking at?
Vincent will kind of lower his hands, slowly take off his kind of ragged jacket, straighten his bolo tie a bit, and he'll calmly walk up, take the jacket and badge, and kind of begin putting that on. Out of force of habit, he kind of checks the magazine, makes sure it's full, clicks it back, pulls back the slide, making sure there's a round in it. I miss this weight.
You fucking snake.
Well, what is it the Southern Republic says? Stability before sentiment? I kind of like that.
Cuff him. All the agents start to go around.
I have a bomb! You take one step forward, I will trigger it and it will blow us all to fucking hell. You put your fucking guns down. And I'm not fucking playing.
He says, sir.
No.
Listen to me. You could do that. You can kill everybody in this room. But the next guys that are coming down this hallway, they'll be alive and well. And this would all be for nothing. Don't be stupid.
You let them go. You could take me. You're gonna want me anyway.
This is not how it's gonna work, son.
If you want to fucking see your family, it is. Any of y'all, you got family? The rest of you? You got family? You want to go home and see? For Sunday dinner? I got none of that left. I blew my last piece of family to fucking shit. These people got family to get back to. I don't. You let them leave.
Think about it, Elias. Do you really want to be a
monster?
You're
the last fucking person to talk to me. I don't want to hear a fucking word from you. Acting like you care about people here. I should have fucking put a bullet in your head when you tried to abandon your dog.
Well, I guess Hobbs, New Mexico, and Round Rock wasn't enough for you. You just can't help yourself, can you?
Speaking of Hobbs, we know your reputation. And we don't negotiate with terrorists.
If you know my profile, yeah. I blew up in the drone in Hobbs, and I blew up the generator in Round Rock.
Lass, this isn't a...
You see, he's not...
Shut your fucking mouth, Vincent.
He's not flinching.
Vincent.
This isn't a negotiation.
Vincent.
How much money they give you, Judas?
Some things are worth a little more than money, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Is this about your brother?
This is not a therapist room. There's not gonna be a back and forth. We're gonna arrest every single one of you. Unless you wanna do something stupid and kill all of your friends here. This is not a negotiation.
Why the secrecy? Why not just grab us when you put the group together? Why bring us here?
Well, we had to understand your methodology, your modus of operandi, and that way we could anticipate further problems.
Huh.
Agent, you don't owe them an explanation.
So, I apologize.
Cuff them.
Yeah.
You sure as fuck do.
It's nothing personal.
Yeah, the arrested agents are walking in. Emma Jane, you get handcuffed. Daniel, handcuffed. Put off to the side. You have about 10 of them aiming ARs at you.
At me?
Elias, yes.
Are they all still in the room with me?
Yes.
Oh man, Elias wants to blow this thing up. So bad. He brought up Round Rock, but he's gonna look at Daniel and Emma Jane and just, he doesn't want to take any more lives of people he cares about. As angry as he is, let me just put this down and you can cuff me. It's pretty clanky. All right? Give me a moment to put it down and disarm it, all right?
He nods his head at you.
He puts the bomb down and... I just want to shoot him. I just want to shoot him. What's your brother's name?
Vince will just shake his head.
I hope that name stuck in your tongue the rest of your fucking life.
It's Luther.
Vincent will just stare down Daniel for a bit.
Elias stands up. Spits on the ground.
Bomb is down?
The bomb is down.
As soon as the bomb is down, three of them rush at you. One of them takes the back of his rifle and shoves it in your stomach. And they cuff you.
You hit like a bitch.
And you guys are all slowly cuffed and walk down the hallway. Moments flash into your mind. Moments that you remember, something happened, something went off, something happened to the car. We see Vincent sabotaging the car at the gas station before heading to Littleville, doing it while everybody was in the shop after Emma Jane stole that Nurine canister. We see him staying up late to call Sentry, and that made him exhausted the next day. You see him cutting the wire inside of his car, doing everything he can to slow down your progress. We see Vincent getting more aggressive, leaving his dog, Rhonda. Was it even his dog? We see him being more cruel to Jorge and his mother, punching Elias in the face, lying to Daniel about leaving Rhonda. What are your thoughts as you're walking down this hallway, being led out? All along, there's rows of Sentry agents. As you're walking past, you just see them. And eventually, you're led outside and put into a van. Arms and legs get locked in. And obviously, they check your body too, and they remove all items.
Damn it.
Even the gun, yeah, that was, yep.
You guys get loaded into a van. Not a police van. It's a black armored Sentry van.
Oh, fuck.
Where's Vincent while this is happening? Like, as we're getting put into the van, where's Vincent?
He would be kind of falling at the back of the procession, at least being able to see, but he's behind a few guards.
You see Vincent's face as the doors are closing.
You told me how great a father I am to Julia, and now you're taking me away from her.
I promise, Daniel. Ashley will get the money she needs to keep care of Julia for the rest of her life.
Don't you say her goddamn name!
Doors shut. Emma Jane, what's going through her head right now?
Emma Jane is trying not to laugh, because before they set out, she told Vincent not to fuck with her, and she underestimated him the entire time. And to her, this is intensely funny, because this could have been avoided if she hadn't underestimated him this entire time.
Why the fuck are you laughing?
Before we set out, I got my Nurine from him this whole time. And I made a deal with him at the start of this trip. I'm sorry. And I warned him not to fuck with me. And I thought he was too much of a pussy to do it. You know, I really thought he wouldn't do it.
That's the thing about fucking cockroaches. They always find a fucking way to squirm out of anything.
Oh, he fucked us. Oh, he fucked us so good.
I'm sorry I didn't, Daniel, I could have blown it up, but I'm sorry.
Should have done it. At least we would have gotten to see Vincent's face get fucking
blown
off. I want
to just make sure you at least have a chance to see your family. I meant what I said. I don't have it left. Wayne died at Round Rock. He tried to stop me.
Why?
Because fucking Sentry is the reason my mama died. Couldn't afford my healthcare no more. And they were going to try to put a big middle finger in my fucking town. I went and I did the same thing in Hobbs. What I didn't know was that Wayne tried to undo what I did. And this is all I got fucking left is my fucking... And he realizes that his walkie-talkies are gone. And he starts screaming. And smashes his head violently against the back of the van. 2, 3, 4 times. And then just breaks down. That's all I fucking had left of him.
Well, it looks like we all kind of fucked each other. Elias, I'm at least sorry that I got you involved in this.
No need to apologize. I just wanted to do something right for once.
Fuck! Daniel slams his hand, or his head, whatever he has free, into the metal of the van.
The van starts up and heads off. The scene opens up again. It is 2 months prior. The interior of the Southern Republic Intelligence Admin Wing. It's nighttime. You see a long hallway, dim, frosted glass panels on each side. One, Vincent Aldrich, sits alone outside a closed door. There's no music, no chatter, just the sound of a distant wall clock. Then the office door opens, silently, and we see the director of the Southern Republic Intelligence, Mr. Julian Brandt. It's like late 50s man, gray suit, pressed to perfection. Opens the door, says, "Come in, Mr. Aldrich."
Well, thank you, sir.
Please sit, we don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, Vincent will pull out the chair and kind of sit a little straighter in the spot.
You see he has a half glass of liquor beside him. Vincent, we need you to do one last job for Sentry. This is not a request. You will do this.
Well, of course. What's the job?
You will join this upcoming crew. They will be trying their best to stop all the hard work being done in Pacifica. Whatever you can do, slow them down, ruin their plans, get them to implode, anything.
Who are the members of this team?
I believe it's one Mr. Daniel Collins. He's going to be the head. He's going to be reaching out, finding people.
Maybe there's a way if we could influence the restructuring of the team. You know, Daniel doesn't have to lead this, right? He could stay back.
Well, it's above me. You know, Calloway, he's the one that's the head of this team. He chose Collins, so that's why I chose you.
Yeah, makes sense. Who else is part of the roster?
Like I said, Mr. Collins is the one that will be building the team.
Gotcha.
So I don't know that information. You have your job, and you make sure you do it well. Or you know what's on the line.
As long as Luther stays out of the picture, I'll do whatever it takes.
Luther, he's doing well.
Yeah, he takes his boat along the coastline a bit. Likes to do spot fishing.
Oh, I know he does. His fishing gear is top-notch. Loves his sandwiches by the pier. And pulls out a folder, 3 large pictures, and you see your brother. Shows the date. One was 3 days ago. One was 2. And then you see that one is just taken yesterday.
Vincent's hands suddenly start shaking the more he looks at the photos, the angle, the vantage, the distance in his head. He does the math of how far a bullet would have to travel to hit its mark. And that shaking increases when he sees the photo of the current date and how his brother kind of seems unaware and seems to be enjoying himself.
Now, just in case you get any ideas in your head, your brother looks good, healthier than the last time we checked in. It'd be a shame if all that hard work went to waste.
Yeah, yeah, be a shame. And he isn't doing so well with his medical bills. If we could cover that as well, that would be a boon. Kind of, he begins absentmindedly shuffling each photo to try to see if he can understand how they've been following him, but seems to be at a loss.
You do the job, Vincent. You keep your freedom, and he'll keep his life. And then he reaches out his hand to you.
Takes a moment, shuffles the photos, but he can't help but thinking back to those moments where his brother was there for him and kept him out of trouble on the pier when they stole that boat. Yeah, yeah. We have ourselves a deal, and stretch his hand out and shake it.
Welcome to Operation Firewall. And that is the end of season 2 of the Electric State Operation Firewall. Thanks for listening to the Electric State Operation Firewall. I'm Maia, the game master and narrator for the series. This story features Meg as Emma Jane, Michael as Elias, Arcturus as Vincent, and Todd as Daniel. Please subscribe, leave a review, or even drop a comment if you're feeling generous. It helps out more than you know. We'll see you next time on the road. Why I was nervous. I knew I was going to do the biggest backstab in the entire world.
Oh.
I have, and we'll go over this at the talkback. I have 3 clips of people saying how much they trust him. And I say,
oh, that. I said,
yeah. Just compilations.
I was just saying,
and you
like,
guys
the
didn't
moment
even know. You guys
Michael
didn't even
was like,
know
you're
that
the glue.
Playing.
I was like, oh God.
I have that was gold. I was like, they don't even know.
Episode 1, don't fuck
they don't
me.
Even know.
Fuck me.
Okay guys. Okay, we it's okay. We force Maya to do a 3rd season. We jailbreak.
There we go.
And we hunt
there
Vincent
we
down.
Yes.
And we
I'm
sink him in
that.
His stupid brother's boat.
Yeah. There we
oh
go.
My God.
Him at the end of At the end of season 1, my character ended up in some form of jail. And then this one, I've ended up in some form of jail. Like,
uh-oh.
At what point?
Don't worry, guys. Don't worry. As we're driving down, Rhonda's going to show up in on a little motorbike and has a rocket launcher attached to her back.
With a gun in her mouth.
And this is rough. And this is rough, rough.
Life is rough.
Let's go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
If
it's
we had
super
gotten,
Daisy's in the sidecar.
Daisy's in the sidecar.
Oh, man. I like how Daisy's in the sidecar.
Yeah.
But the dog is driving, not the human.
Uh-huh.
If we had gotten cuffed and they didn't check us for the guns, I was full on going to try to shoot Vincent.
So was I, but I just didn't want them to unload on all of us.
Yeah.
It seemed like
I just thought at some point one of them is going to notice how quiet it is, that how easy it is to get in here.
You set us up by saying,
because Bolo gave us the info. So I was like, my guy Bolo, he's so good at his job.
I mean, you also heard my hesitation with the door. I was like, is there like a pad? Like,
yeah.
Like, just opened.
I was like, oh, maybe like the security, like maybe like, because you were like, oh, is it locked? I don't want to just like go straight in. Like maybe it trips the security thing. I don't know. Man.
No, but honestly, that was wild. Too bad this is an audio space, because all three of our faces just dropped and our souls left our bodies.
The moment Daniel stepped forward, I was like...
Can I ask why you took so long?
Oh, I wanted to... I was waiting for one person to interact with the scene, and then I was going to follow up. That's why I waited for Daniel. I was like... Did something... If it was another character, yeah.
Obviously, me and Arcturus have been conspiring. No. Just every session, I go, so what's your sabotage moment here? What's going to be here?
Oh.
And, yeah, just...
And he must have... I was saying, if he had whiffed one of those rolls, would we have found out sooner, or...
It kind of hinged on that, though. Like, us not finding out.
I mean, we did have a cult chasing us. We had
we had it to be... I wanted it to be subtle.